Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
Are you looking for a good Christian school to send your children to? Well, I'm going to be interviewing a couple of people today that are from Gateway Legacy Christian Academy in North County. In fact, it's in Florissant. Christia and Kenny DeShields are my guests. They are school administrators at this school. Welcome to Encounter.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So tell us about Gateway.
Gateway is a unique school. And before I started working there, I was actually just a parent. And we were looking for a school for our kiddo who has some challenges with, you know, ADHD, and he's dyslexic as well. So we wanted to put him in an environment that he would be happy about going to school. And so it just so happened we found Gateway, and he would come home every single day just ecstatic about school. And we're like, what is going on at that school that you are so happy to be there? And so just fast forward, that second semester, we ended up working at the school as administrators. My background is in public education. I was a public school teacher for about 10 years, and I've never experienced a school like Gateway, and it's just awesome to be a part of it. We are a K-12 school, and our high school is unique in that it's a international boarding school. And so this year we actually have 30 countries represented amongst our student body.
30 countries?
30 countries, yeah. And it's great to get to know these students. It's awesome to see the interaction between our local students and our international students. And it's just a unique way to go to school. And so it's just been great being there the last couple of years.
So, Kenny, when you're looking at 30 countries, that's a lot of languages you all have to learn.
Yes, it is. But it's awesome because the students, those that know English really well, they want to practice their English. And then we also get to learn, you know, their language as well. It's also cool to see because most of our international students are in high school. So the elementary students are like their little brothers and sisters. And so sometimes they get to help with PE classes or taking students from one class to the next. And so it's just been a really good way to show how diverse the kingdom of God is and how big the world is. And so we just love being there every day.
That's awesome. Gateway Legacy Christian Academy, how long has it been in existence?
So it's been in existence since 2005. They started off in Illinois. And the last several years, we've been on the St. Louis, Missouri side. And we recently took over a few years ago, 3 years ago, we recently took over St. Louis Christian College's campus in Florissant.
And how many students actually go to the academy?
This year we have about 300 students. We have about 80 first through eighth graders and about 220 or so high school students and probably about 40 local students and the rest are international students.
So how does this fit into President Trump's new directive for approving schools of choice?
I think it's super important for parents to have a choice. Like I said, we were parents initially at the school, and we just loved the environment that our kids were growing up in. They were growing up in a Christian environment. I actually toured a family today, and they, you know, were happy with their school, but they just didn't enjoy the environment. They wanted to raise their kids in a Christian environment. And I think parents should have more say about where their kids go to school, what their kids are learning, what they're exposed to. Because like I said, I was a public school teacher before, and I can't even imagine being in high school or growing up now in high school or middle school. It's just so different even, you know, 20, 30 years ago. And so I think parents having that choice, it puts the power back into their hands where they're able to raise their child as they see fit. I think that's so important.
A lot of people think that Christian schools lack sports and fine arts activities because the schools are so small.
The sports program is one of our strong suits. So many of our international students come specifically for sports, for basketball, baseball, volleyball, and soccer. And so we have an elite soccer program, and we have just so many testimonies of students who have come here and the trajectory of their life has been changed by being a part of the sports program and just being engulfed in the community. We have chapel every Friday, and so the students, they're not only getting a rigorous academic education, but they're getting a chance to compete in tournaments where they get exposure to go to possibly be scouted by D1 schools or even professional sports teams. And so it's been awesome to see them grow. Our fine arts department is also growing, where we have the visual arts, we have choir, and these students, they're learning songs, different languages, they're learning harmony. And it's just really cool to see, you know, their expression come out. While in many schools, those two programs are being taken out, these are two focuses for us.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. And fine arts is so important. And sometimes sports kind of take over, and fine arts doesn't get the place that they need in not only Christian schools, but in regular public schools.
Kenny was talking about Miss Emily, who she's so awesome. She's our choir teacher, but today she's giving individual piano lessons. She's doing voice lessons. One of our students from Vietnam, she's been a voice student of hers for the last couple of years that she's been in our school, and she leads worship in our chapel every Friday now. And it's just been awesome to see her go from like this timid singer to this powerful singer that's worshiping the Lord. Even her testimony in itself is she came to our school as a Buddhist, and now she's proclaiming Jesus as her Savior and leading Thursday Night Alpha group, where they, you know, get to know more about the Lord and other students. And now she's leading that. And so we just love seeing what the Lord does and how he encounters our students and sports, how he encounters them in the performing arts, how he encounters them in the visual arts as well.
Gateway Legacy Christian Academy. Legacy is a great word. How to leave a legacy, lifetime legacy, with your kids, sending them to a good, powerful Christian school. Christia and Kenny DeShields are my guests. They are school administrators here. How can people find out more information about Gateway Legacy Christian Academy?
So they can go to our website, glcaprep.com. And there are a couple of emails on there. They can schedule a tour with us. All of our application and information is online right now. But we offer tours. We offer kids to come shadow for the day to see, you know, if it's possibly a good fit for them. And so we are recruiting for the 25-26 school year. So now's the time.
Awesome. Talk about the academics besides sports and fine art. What about religious academics, and also about just reading, writing, arithmetic, learning the basics?
Yes. And so we know that post-COVID, there are a lot of students who are behind in reading, writing, and math. And so we've had an opportunity to really reach students where they are through differentiation. And so we follow Cognia curriculum. And so we've been able to differentiate based on the students' needs. So we have some students who are more accelerated, and we have some students who are on course, and some who are have challenges in different areas. And so with private schools, sometimes you don't get as much funding, you know, to be able to do that. And so, but our teachers have had the heart and the willingness to work with those students at those different levels. And so we've had students who were behind that are starting to catch up and accelerate now. We have chapel service every Friday for our high school students, and then we do elementary chapel for our elementary kiddos on Wednesday. And so they're learning about Jesus. They're learning about history. They're learning about math. They're learning different songs, all those different things.
Yes. And then we also place a high value on hands-on learning and learning outside of the classroom. And then also we bring in other enrichments, like we started chess this year at the school. And at first the kids were like, I don't want to play chess. But now, like, we have to leave a chess board open in our elementary because every chance they get, they want to play chess. And so we have an awesome teacher, Mr. Payne, who just shares his love for chess. And it just excites the students so much so that they've started a chess academy and they want to compete with other students. And we all know that chess is so great for the mind. And so that's a way that even some of our struggling students, once they learn how to play chess, it helps them to think in a different way, and it actually helps with their academics. We've also partnered with Brian Owens, who has a creative leadership academy with M1 Bank. And so six of our students this year, our high school students, they're getting a partner with this program, this pilot program, where they learn about financial literacy. They learn about entrepreneurship. They are going to be creating a business. And they get a stipend for being in the program, as well as 2% equity in the company. And so we just really place a high value on kids getting outside of the classroom, kids getting, you know, to learn. Even today, some of our elementary students, they're little entrepreneurs, and so they're selling snacks. Yes, they're selling snacks at lunch today. So that's something we highly encourage.
Awesome.
We also have Miss Sarah, who is teaching homesteading, and so she's teaching them how to sew buttons. She's teaching them how to garden. She's teaching them like life skills that have just kind of been lost along the way, but these kids from the little ones on up are excited about, do you need a button sewed on, Mr. Kinney, or do you need this? So they're excited to do it. They want to practice, you know, these skills, and so we love that.
Gateway Legacy Christian Academy, again, if people would like to know more details.
GLCAprep.com. So that's Gateway Legacy Christian Academy, GLCAprep.com.
Now at the beginning of the show, we talked about your son. Where is your son today and how has the academy helped him?
Our son is in fourth grade now. He started at Gateway when he was a first grader. So he is just a testimony in himself. He is our first and he was diagnosed with sensory processing disorder. We had no clue what that was and how to navigate that. But the Lord is so faithful that he sent people along the way to help us when we didn't know what to do. He actually downloaded a book for us to called Sensory Seeking Sebastian that I thought was just for our kiddo. It's a book full of strategies to help kids, help them regulate themselves. And so we've seen his confidence grow. We've seen him, you know, advance in his studies and he's happy about school. I think for kids who struggle, you know, who aren't your neurotypical learners and who struggle, there comes a point like traditional school that they can get frustrated and not want to go. But the environment is so supportive that he, even though it's hard for him, it's harder for him than it is for other kids. He still wants to go to school. He's still excited about school. He's still excited about learning. And I give that credit to the environment at the school and the teachers who actually pray and ask the Lord for guidance on, you know, how to reach a student if a student is struggling.
Awesome. Christia and Kenny DeShields have been my guest administrators at Gateway Legacy Christian Academy. Maybe it's a school for your children. Check it out. And where?
It's in Florissant, Missouri, and the website is glcaprep.com.
That's glcaprep.com. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Thanks for joining us.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlick.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlick's website, email her at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.